Two groups of hospital-employed physicians in Oregon filed to join a union this month. On today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily, we'll hear from some of those doctors, as well as Dr. Molly Scove-Ortega, president of a long-standing hospitalist union. It's Monday, June 27th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Over the last month, two groups of physicians in Oregon announced plans to unionize. One group in Bend, made up of nearly 300 physicians and advanced practice providers employed by the St. Charles Health System, and the other group in Eugene, which is 15 physicians and advanced practice providers at four Peace Health urgent care clinics. It's exceedingly rare that physicians organize. But the announcements in Oregon aren't the only activity we've seen in recent weeks. Earlier this summer, medical residents and fellows at hospitals in California announced plans to unionize. In today's episode, we explore the drivers for physicians organizing in Oregon and talk with the president of one of the early physician unions formed 7 years ago, also in Oregon. On Friday, June 3rd, I was on the sidewalk outside of St. Charles Health System's main hospital campus in Bend, Oregon, as at least 20 employed physicians and advanced practice providers announced they were filing to join a division of the American Federation of Teachers, which also represents about 200,000 healthcare workers, including technical staff like radiology and respiratory techs at St. Charles Health System. The St. Charles Medical Group had called a press conference to announce it was filing with the National Labor Relations Board. One of the doctors who spoke was Jennifer Nearing. She's a palliative care and internal medicine physician. She says the effort to organize is not about pay.
Unlike other unions, that's not our main concern. Our concern is that the care for our patients and this community as a whole, which is limited to St. Charles as its only healthcare system, we are it, and we need to be able to participate in these very important decisions.
Nearing is referring to decisions about staffing decisions and service lines. Hospitalist Dr. Josh Plank says he's frustrated that the health system administrators aren't considering physician input on these kinds of decisions, and the group wants a seat at the table.
As we are seeing greater patient volumes and staff shortages. There is no leeway when a provider has to call out. At times, a solo provider is working in some of our small critical access hospitals. That's just not safe for patients or the providers. St. Charles has made a facade of medical advisor boards that claim to include us, but in reality, our input is ignored. That can't happen with a union in place. When we have a recognized and legal avenue to engage with administration.
In May, the health system announced it was laying off and eliminating nearly 180 positions to cut costs as the system ended April with a $21.8 million loss. St. Charles Health System said in a statement, quote, "We greatly value our employed providers and respect their right to take this step, although we'd far prefer to work directly with them in partnership while navigating these unprecedented times," unquote. Before working for St. Charles, Plank worked at one of the other few unionized hospitalist groups, at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center in Eugene. There, hospitalists organized more than 7 years ago. That all started on Dr. Molly Scove-Ortega's second day as a hospitalist at Sacred Heart in Eugene. At the time, 36 hospitalists filed plans to join the Pacific Northwest Hospital Medicine Association, a division of the AFT.
Me and seven other hospitalists started at the same time, kind of a group of new hires. And we all walked into a bit of a storm, which was the catalyst to forming the union in the first place. You know, the CEO and administration had basically claimed that the hospitalist group was too costly and not productive enough, and had made an announcement a number of months prior that they were going to try and outsource the group to a third-party company like Sound, for example. Mm-hmm. And the group was not happy about that decision at the time, and were looking for options. Before me and the other group of physicians started, we had no idea what we were walking into. We had all interviewed and accepted the job prior to this occurring.
Peace Health decided not to continue with plans to outsource hospitalists to one of the larger national companies. It's unclear exactly why the hospital system made that decision. The hospitalist group now has grown to include nearly 50 physicians. Scove Ortega said the first contract negotiation was the longest, taking nearly a year and a half. But the group was able to get a few of their key priorities in the contract.
Our group has always been really committed to patient care and patient safety, and that's what we were fighting for. We wanted to make sure that we didn't see too many patients in a day, that we had adequate staffing to see the patients that we were supposed to see, and that we were able to participate in co-management agreements with other specialties. In the past, for example, the hospitalist group, one day the administration would come and say, oh, by the way, you're admitting all of the GI patients now. Good luck. And without any discussion or plan for staffing. And so with the union, we're able to have those discussions and make a plan before anything that changes our workflow is implemented.
The physicians also got about 7% increases to their base pay in the most recent contract over the course of 3 years. Since it's been 7 years since the group organized, I asked Scove Ortega how the group's relationship with administration has changed.
There's been quite a bit of turnover in the C-suite and administration over the years. And so the instigators to that first kind of bombshell are long gone, which is helpful. But I would say that overall, the relationship with the administration is improved. I think it feels like we're on more of like even ground, and we have more tools to be able to work together effectively. And it's not so much being on the receiving end of a top-down system. So you know, I think that's been really helpful, just feeling like we do have a seat at the table and we have a voice for what we're being asked to do.
She says that if she were to look for another job, she'd be paying attention to whether or not the group was unionized.
I think it would be an enormous plus. I think that now working under this system, it would be difficult to go to somewhere that wasn't unionized, and it would feel like a big step backward. The way that healthcare has been going over the last, you know, many years, and just inching further and further towards a business and less towards an art and a practice, I think that the pendulum is swung so far that the physicians and other healthcare workers are just being pushed to the brink. And unionizing is one of the, I think, the best answers for that. Just maintain some of your own decision making and your own some of your own autonomy.
I asked Peace Health how their relationship with the hospitalists who organized back in 2015 is, as well as a comment on the physicians who recently announced plans to organize. The health system said in a statement, quote, "We respect the rights and opinions of all of our providers and caregivers and affirm they have a choice to either join a union or to preserve a direct relationship with Peace Health. Peace Health will always work with the requisite organizations to ensure these rights are preserved. We are engaging with our valued providers on this important topic and reinforcing our commitment to them and to the patients we serve," unquote. There are several factors driving physicians to consider unionizing, including increasing employment and burnout from the level of administrative work. Here's GIST Healthcare's co-founder and president, Dr. Lisa Belimovich.
Stress on doctors is at an all-time high with staffing shortages and fewer resources coming out of the pandemic. And COVID has accelerated generational shifts in the physician base. Today, the average doctor is more likely to be a group-minded millennial rather than an entrepreneurial baby boomer. And as stress keeps mounting, we're bound to see more doctors organizing to try to solve these problems.
An AFT representative told me the union has been recently approached by many groups of physicians and other advanced practice providers about wanting to organize. As of 2019, the American Medical Association reported that about 7% of the roughly 938,000 practicing physicians in the U.S. were union members. That's about a 25% increase from 2014. Among the larger groups are the Union of American Physicians and Dentists and Doctors Council, which represent physicians employed by local governments and the state of California and in New York City's public hospital system. And earlier this year, residents and fellows at two major California health systems, Stanford Healthcare and the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine, voted to join a union. The latest figures from the American Association of Medical Colleges finds about 15% of physicians in training at 60 hospitals are part of the largest intern and resident union. That's double the rate of practicing physicians. As these residents and fellows go out into practice, the question is if they'll be looking to stay part of a union. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.